And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. It was written almost 50 years ago now, and even to mention it risks alienating all of you with birthdays any more recent than the 1970s, which is the majority, I suppose. Still, there is something timeless about Eleanor Rigby, and so I'll take my chances. Even if you've only heard it once, the song has a way of sort of lodging in your thoughts, and is one of the few songs, I think, that actually lives up to the description of being haunting. People understandably assume that the song is about loneliness. McCartney declares it so in the chorus as he wonders about all the lonely people. But for me, at least, the song is less about loneliness than it is about futility. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. And what's the point? Who cares about her thankless work? Who notices? What difference does it make? And Father McKenzie darns his socks in the night and writes the words of a sermon that no one will hear. And what difference does it make? Why does he bother? Futility, empty gestures, inconsequential actions, pointless deeds, wasted lives. Futility. It's not exactly a foreign thought or a novel idea, is it? You are, after all, in some way related to the role of worker in the church. You may not be a Father McKenzie with no one to hear your sermon, but there are times when it has come close. And there are more times when you wonder if anybody is actually listening anyway, or why you bother. And the work you do alone in a lonely cubicle or in a barren dorm room sometimes probably feels as futile as Eleanor Rigby picking up rice. I wonder, maybe Eleanor was a deaconess. Even when you're swamped, busy beyond your ability to keep up, when you do finally get just a moment to reflect, do you wonder, why bother? What difference does it really make? Who cares? That sort of question hounds reflective students. And the bitter secret is that the question does not resolve itself in parish life. It intensifies. There is a lot about our lives as workers and as future workers in the church, indeed, a lot about our lives as Christian people that can begin to feel futile. You work diligently on the paper, fulfilling the task with the best of your ability, and it comes back weeks later with a few red marks and a B minus at the bottom. So what's the point? You offer wise and spiritual counsel, and it is disregarded. You pour yourself into the lecture only to have students stare out the window or into the endless space of an LCD screen. You baptize, you catechize, and you confirm kids and watch them go off to college, never to return. You grade papers and offer helpful comments, and they are stuffed in a folder and thrown away. You plan the outreach event and you publicize it in your congregation, and no one but the usual dozen shows up. You try hard to be a good husband or a good mother or a good son, but does anyone notice? Does anyone appreciate it? The temptation to go through the motions without regard for the meaning behind the motions hounds us all. And always the fear of futility looms and grows. When all is said and done, what difference does it make? What's the point? Why bother? Well, the answer is in today's parable, the story of the sheep and the goats. It's not an easy parable. In fact, on many levels, it is quite a difficult text. And it's not that the text is hard to understand. Indeed, the meaning is altogether clear, and that's the problem. Now, let's be honest. If this was the only word that we had received from Jesus, Well, then a religion of works and salvation by human effort would be the logical conclusion. Sheep do acts of kindness, and they receive heavenly praise and eternal rewards. Goats don't and get hell. It's a tough parable. But this is not the only red ink in our Bibles. Jesus did say more, and we have been given a complete Word of God that makes it clear. We do not, of course, earn our way into God's good graces. We don't buy our way into eternal life, and even this parable agrees with this message. Notice what Jesus first says to those sheep. Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. The sheep are sheep because God has made them sheep. They are chosen, predestined, elect. They are not sheep because they made a choice to be a sheep. They are not sheep because they did acts of kindness. They are not sheep because they worked hard to become a sheep. They are sheep for one reason. God has done it. God makes them sheep. God makes them righteous. And then these sheep live like his sheep. They go out into God's creation, out into their ordinary lives, and they take care of those around them. They help the sick, they feed the hungry, they visit the imprisoned, they clothe the naked. They do sheep things. Sheep act like sheep. And the goats? Well, the goats choose what God never planned. They choose to ignore the call of God. They choose to ignore the cry of their fellow creatures. They reject grace, and they choose death. And so in return, God gives them what they choose. They share the unintended and unsought fate of Satan and his horde. But not you. You are a sheep. At the font, God made his claim and gave you his name. The Lord is your shepherd. You are his sheep. You belong to him. You always will. And so you, his sheep, live like his sheep. You go out into God's world and you do what you have been given to do. You meet the needs of fellow creatures who cry for your help. That's what sheep do. And when sheep do what God gives them to do, futility is gone. It's wiped out completely. That's the point of the parable. This is not an exhortation to be a sheep and not a goat. Sheep have no choice anyway. Remember, God does the choosing. Now, the point is that what sheep do as sheep is never wasted and never lost. There's no futility. This means that your work, your daily work, is transformed. What you do, whatever you do for the sake of those around you who need your help, whatever you do in fulfillment of your God-given vocation, preparing for service, whatever you do that God has given you to do is exactly the work you should be doing and is never wasted and is never lost. That's the criteria. It's not what makes a big splash. It's not what makes others applaud. It's not what earns financial perks or accolades or A's. It's not what makes you feel good. None of these things determine the validity or the value or the direction of the work you do. The only thing that counts is that you are doing what you have been given to do in service to others. And so, you write that final paper on Zwingli. You study for yet another vocab quiz. You read another 70 pages of paper, scintillating as it is. And you sit through another lecture that doesn't exactly fire your imagination. And you do it all with all the energy and all the commitment you've got because it is holy work. And you prep for another class period on an old topic. And you prepare another report. And you struggle to meet another deadline. And you do it with all the zeal you can muster because it is holy work. You change the day's eighth diaper, and you prepare the day's fourth bottle, and you wipe the white trickle from your shoulder and back with a sense of awe and wonder and gratitude at the sheer holiness of the work you are doing in service to the one who needs what you have been put there to give. You don't need work that is more meaningful. You don't need a vocation that packs more prestige. You don't need to do things that will impress those who watch or grade or evaluate. No, you just need to do what you have been given to do. You care for those around you who need it. And when you do that, you are doing incredible holy work just the way that God intended it to be done. And that is work that is worthwhile always. And that's the way that it is with sheep. And you are a sheep, elect, chosen by God, doused in forgiveness at the font, righteous, righteous before God. You are a sheep. You see the need of those around you. You step up and you meet that need. Parishioners, professors, students, parents, children, employers, neighbors, strangers. You give them what they need from you, and you fulfill your vocation, and you are righteous. Righteous in your service. Sheep are righteous twice. Righteous before God in your election, and righteous before creation in your vocation. You are a sheep, my friend. You live without fear. You live without futility. You know that your labor is never in vain. No deed is insignificant. No act is forgotten. God saves you and your labor. Neither is ever lost. Eleanor Rigby and Father Mackenzie may have lived empty, futile lives and died in meaninglessness, but not you. Not you. You are a sheep. And that changes everything. Everything about you and everything about what you do forever. Amen.